Welcome back to the Marion County PM Sports page on KNIA KRLS. We're talking right now with members of the Pella High Girls Track and Field Squad, Katie Sunderman, Marielle Geiser, and Lauren Manicky, joining us here on the program. Ladies, it's going to be a lot of fun to talk to you, so thanks a lot for the time.
No problem.
Thank you.
I don't even know where to start with this. We've talked about several things before this interview got going. It's been a really good season so far, and I guess maybe that's a great place to start. Any of you can go ahead and go with this. What's made the beginning of this track and field season already so successful?
I think the fact that most of us are so eager to get out there and get started with our season, especially us being seniors, we're just really motivated, and I think that motivated the rest of the team to want to be successful, just as far as having that preseason workouts just getting us started. And by the time the outdoor season began, we were all really pumped up and ready to get after it.
Katie, you're another one of those seniors that Marielle just mentioned. How big of a difference did it make that we've had really good weather this spring?
Oh, that has made all the difference in the world. I mean, we went out to practice in the first couple weeks of practice and we're wearing shorts and t-shirts, and we like all saw our skin getting tanned, and we were like, whoa, it's March. But we loved it, and it has done wonders for our team thus far in the season.
Well, Lauren, it's been a lot of first place finishes so far. How do you keep the intensity up when things have been going well so far?
Yeah, I think that just working hard at practice and keeping everyone in line, like joking around is fun, but going into a race and knowing how you're going to finish, you just need to keep the mentality up that, you know, you can do it, and the bonding really helps.
Katie, that point right there, we talked about this ahead of time about what practices are like, and it's kind of wild because they're a little chaotic, but there's a lot of work that's getting done, and yet they're relaxed and fun all at once. How does that combination work together?
Yeah, well, we have a really fun group, especially the upperclassmen who really know each other really well, and so we found a nice balance between having a lot of fun and doing cartwheels on the track between handoffs and doing handoffs and doing them well and listening to what the coaches have to say. And so I think just that balance that we have found is really helpful and has really helped us in the season.
Marielle, as a senior, how do you bring some of those underclassmen, those freshmen and sophomores, into the fold and help teach them things that will help them down the road?
I think the biggest thing that we can help them through is to show them the way that we've made mistakes. I mean, it's pretty funny to watch tapes of me falling or seeing all the different dumb things that we've done, but you just kind of tell them, like, hey, it's going to be okay. You'll get through it. Everyone has a bad race. Just know how to be prepared and always be successful, and just doing little things to, you know, pump up their self-confidence and saying, hey, that's a PR for you. You know, who cares if you didn't get first place or if you're not the best one out there? You got a PR and you're improving yourself, and eventually that will be beneficial for everyone.
A lot of what you're talking about there is camaraderie, and that was a point that I think is a really big emphasis for this Pella High Girls Track and Field Squad. And so, Lauren, I'll start with you, but I want all of you to answer this question. Talk about the things that you do as kind of team-building activities and what has made this a really strong, tightly knit group.
Definitely the team dance that really helps us. It's a time to relax and get loose and really show who you really are. And goofing around with each other, especially like when it's hot out, we have the water spigot. And if someone's like not paying attention, you squirt them and you're like, hey, come on. Just stuff like that, joking around.
I think probably one of our biggest bonding things is when we ride home on the track bus and we're all really excited and amped up and we see our school, we start to sing the national anthem all together. And it's really goofy and cheesy and kind of looks like a Disney Channel movie, but we're all just really pumped up. And I don't know, USA is kind of our team bonding chant.
Those two things are obviously, I think, the two biggest, the singing and the dance that we make up every year. And I think also we play a lot of jokes on each other and we try to tell each other jokes, but oftentimes the younger girls don't understand the joke, so they just kind of throw it off. But that makes it even funnier, I think. And we had one of those earlier this year and all of us just like died laughing for, I don't know, 20 minutes just because the jokes we put on each other are just really fun.
If you're just tuning into the Marion County PM Sports page, we're talking right now with Lauren Manicky, Marielle Geiser, and Katie Sunderman on the Marion County PM Sports page. They're members of the Pella High Girls Track and Field Squad. And I wanted to go back, Lauren, you talked about the dance. Any of you can describe it. I got to know what this dance is like in audio terms. You could show me, but for a radio sense, how does this work?
Okay, well, this started a couple years ago, and pretty much we just put a couple songs together and familiar songs for everyone, and we put dance moves to it. Like, our theme is USA, and so we throw that in there, and
we started it. Some senior girls long ago just started up, made it up while they're dancing along the side of the fence, and then every year we make up a new one. It starts off with a chant about like Beyonce, single ladies, and then we all say who runs the world, girls, and then we all come together and say like a USA chant, and everyone on the track looks at us like, what are these girls doing? Do they think they're at the Olympic trials? And yeah, we do. And then we all come in the middle. We have like a stomp routine that we do. And and we yell Dutch, and we all cheer, and we're all excited. So it's more like a stomping step routine thing and just, like, chants and stuff.
Yeah, it can probably be heard from a couple miles away, too.
Yeah. We get some really funny looks, but that just makes it more fun, and we all just kind of look at each other and laugh and get louder.
And it's something, like, not other teams do, too, so it's kind of our signature thing, so it's, like, really exciting. Once the meet's done, you know, hey, it's our team dance, so it's something everyone can do together.
Well, what it sounds like to me, and I mean, you might be doing it to be relaxed and have fun, but it's a little bit of psychological warfare, I think. That's got to be intimidating to the other teams.
We have this one warm-up that we do. It's called claps, and you stomp on the ground and kick your leg up and clap underneath, and that's one of our other, like, kind of intimidating factors that we have, because you see all of us warming up as a team, which not other teams do, and then we start to do this kind of, like, stomp-clap thing that other teams look at us like, oh, no, and then we win the meet, and we have this big cheer for them, and kind of makes them think, okay, these Pella girls are girls that we got to compete with.
And it's, like, really intimidating. We have just black warm-ups. It's black tops and black uniforms. And when we're in sync, it's something, like, everyone's like, oh, all right. So it's, like, something that kind of gives us self-confidence and stuff.
Katie, I wanted to ask you, what do you think has been the most exciting or the best meet for this team so far this season?
Well, speaking for the sprints, I would have to say Oski. The 4x2 team ran a time that was really close to the time that we ran last year at districts, and it was our third meet or something this year, and so we really kicked it into high gear, and a lot of that was trying to qualify for the Drake relays, but we were also super loose, and as we mentioned a little bit earlier, the 4x2 team, we were really warm and loose because we had our Under Armour on and it had just gotten warm, and so we were standing in the middle of the field, and we decided to start making animal noises at each other. And so we had Mackenzie Gustafson, one of our freshmen. She was neighing, and Lauren was barking, and we were making gorilla noises. But it was just so fun, and we were so loose, and then we ran so well. And I remember I crossed the finish line and looked up at the scoreboard and kind of forgot to catch my breath, and I just turned around and went and jumped on Lauren, who almost, like, rolled her ankle because we were just so excited that we had run such a good time. So I say from a sprint aspect, Oski was definitely the most successful meet this far.
Marielle, what do you think?
We had a meet at PC last week where the wind was not our friend. It was really windy. Everyone was really cold, really tired, didn't really want to be out in at a track meet in that kind of weather. And we ended up getting the most points that I think our team has gotten in Pella Girls track history. How many was that?
250. Yeah.
That was a really big accomplishment. And then our shuttle team did really well. We had amazing times considering we were basically running against the wind. And then we got another record. I broke the record in the 100 hurdles, the school record, somehow, at the second meet or third meet of the season. So that was, I think, the best meet for the hurdlers, just because we were working against so many different elements and somehow pulled off a time that we would have envied years previous. So that was pretty exciting for us.
Lauren, why don't you chime in on this too?
Yeah, I definitely agree with Katie with the Oski meet. Even though everyone was like, oh, it's prom, and no one really wanted to be there. And we thought it was going to storm, but, like, everyone pulled it off. Everyone ran really well. And especially with the 4x2, we've never qualified that for Drake. And so that was a really big accomplishment. And the after fact of everyone's reaction and stuff really made it worth it.
Again, Lauren Manicky, Marielle Geiser, and Katie Sunderman joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page. They're members of the Pella High Girls Track and Field Squad. You mentioned the animal noises. Is that going to be a must-have now for any relay events?
Yeah, I mean, we've gone to just a couple meets, I mean, after Oski, and in practice, we look at each other, and we just kind of start making noises, and everyone on the team now just kind of looks at us and laughs, and Mackenzie Gustafson, I say, has the best animal noises. She makes gorilla noises and neighing noises, and Lauren barks, and everyone stares at us, but it's so awesome, and we don't try to stop, and so I think it's definitely, we set kind of a standard for ourselves.
And it makes us, like, we just run like animals, honestly, after we do those. We end up running like animals, and it helps us. Like, it really does. Like, we talked about, instead of just, we say hand when we give the baton, like, why not just do an animal noise? Just start barking at them.
I mean, Rass always tells us to go out on the track and beast it up, so
why not?
Some beasts.
Roar or something.
One of the other things, too, for relays, you've got a lucky baton, it sounds like, so explain a little bit of that.
Yeah, our lucky baton, it's dark green, it's Pella green, and towards one of the ends, there's a hole in it from a track spike. And I don't know how it started, but ever since my freshman year, this baton has been the quote-unquote lucky baton. And I mentioned earlier that every single relay team from distance to sprints fights over that baton. And so that's the baton that we use at Drake, that we use at State, that we use at every other meet. And yeah, it's just the hole in the baton that makes it special, I guess.
We'll kiss it or something weird like that before we run, and we'll all pray around it and stuff. And I think that's just a tradition that we'll always carry on with all the girls.
One of the other traditions I learned about talking to your head coach, Dak Rasmussen, is the popsicles. Tell me a little bit more about the popsicles, Marielle.
It started off, we called them Brooksicles, because every time we break a school record or a meet record or we win the meet, we would get a popsicles. And Brooke Gritters, who was an amazing thrower, used to win popsicles for us all the time. Well, now we're good, and so we win the meets all the time. And so we get popsicles almost after every meet, and it's just kind of cool to, you know, he passes out our medals and say how well everyone did and shows our times and everything. And then you get a special treat before you run. And pretty much all the other track teams are jealous, especially the boys and the middle schoolers, that we get popsicles. So it's just kind of like a small little reward.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of accomplishments, I know there's been a big push this season to get all of your times down and get qualified for the Drake Relays. And I think you've got a number of events that are qualified. So take me through who all's qualified in those events.
Right now, we have the 4x1 pretty much locked in. I think we're top 40 right now, and they take top 80 in that, so we're really proud of that. We have the 4x2 in. We are currently 17th, and the cutoff is Thursday, and they take top 24, so we're kind of crossing our fingers because we don't have another meet until Friday, so we're hoping that our 147.96, I think, that gets us in. And Marielle, what?
And then I qualify the 100 hurdle, and I think they take the top 30 or something like that, and I'm somewhere in the low 20s. With a 15.7, so that's, I think, the first time we've had a hurdler go individually.
And first time the 4x2 has made it, I think, in a long time at least, so we're really proud of that.
Very exciting. Marielle, I wanted to ask you, hurdles, to me, psychologically, never would wanted to touch them. What got you into being a hurdler and to be a successful hurdler?
You know, Ras kind of just tells us to trust him, and he saw that I had potential because I had never hurdled before. He saw potential early when I was a freshman, threw me in a 400 hurdles race to begin with, and I somehow managed to pull it off. At first, I was really hesitant about becoming a hurdler just because there's so many different things you can get wrong, but I think that I find a lot of comfort in knowing how my race is going to go just because my steps are pretty much planned out for me ahead of time. And I've had extensive training and technique and lifting workouts, and I pretty much go into every race knowing exactly what I'm going to do every single time. So I think for me, that's just comforting to step back. And it is scary to look down that lane before you start and see 10 hurdles in front of you. But at the same time, it's nice to know, hey, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to go out there and do it. And then you accomplish something that's just amazing, and they don't actually look that scary. And hitting them is not that bad. It sounds terrifying, but it's not as bad as it sounds.
I guess I'm a wimp then. Wanted to ask each of you just kind of some things that are still left to look forward to. And so, Lauren, just kind of get started with you. What are some things that still lie ahead that you're excited about?
Well, definitely for this season, I think we started early and we've accomplished a lot so far. And the girls, the freshmen especially, have come in strong. And we're looking really good, like, for years to come. I think the rest of our meets, we're just at a really high standard this beginning of the season. And we're a team that people want to go out and beat.
I think that we've been so successful with our accomplishments and our placing, but I think that it's time for our team to stop looking so much at placing such a first, second, and third and focus on our times and really just lock in some really solid times and focus more about running against the clock as opposed to worrying about other teams, because we're out there to do good things for ourselves and we want to accomplish, you know, going to state and, you know, hopefully even getting some top places, finishings at state. So I think our team is ready to look at times and state as opposed to worrying about competition this early.
Katie.
I know, I personally, I love the Drake Relays. I think it's so fun. And so I know the sprinters and the hurdlers are really excited about that. And I think just as far as meets go, just exceeding the expectations that we have for ourselves, because we have been successful in the past, but I think it's time to look more towards the future, like Marielle was saying, and just keep building and keep pushing each other in practice and encouraging each other so that we get better in meets and that we surprise ourselves and that we find out how much it pays off to work so hard in practice and to transfer it over into the regular meets and then postseason, obviously. And getting those top spots at state would be awesome.
All right, well, Lauren, with Marielle and Katie being seniors, I've got a question just for them, but for you, describe your perfect track meet.
Okay, well, the perfect track meet would be sunny. And I think having just everyone starting at the very beginning of the meet, just like quality warm up and everything, and pushing yourself and pushing others and cheering on your teammates and going for faster times, not necessarily first, but like pushing to see what you can do and what you can improve on from the beginning of the season. and coming out with a finish and everyone coming in and doing our dance and have everyone stare at us and think we're weird and just getting on the bus and just being able to relax and know that we have worked hard up to this point to do this and what we've reached is successful.
And then Marielle and Katie, for you two as seniors, first of all, I guess I'd say, you know, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the year, not just for track, but just in general as your school year winds down? And then what's kind of the memories and the legacy, I guess, that you kind of think that you'll take away from running track here at Pella High?
I think as far as this whole school year wrapping up, I just want to leave it behind having no regrets and not thinking, you know, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I take that extra step to do something more, be participating in this or that and the other? So I think I've been pushing myself to be just involved with a lot of things and always living up to my full potential, especially with track. I think not only do I want to leave this track team, hopefully with my school record still, and, you know, some pretty good top finishings, but I think the biggest thing is I'm probably one of the bigger goofballs on our team. I do some pretty wacky stuff. I say some pretty wacky things. I've been known to come out, maybe just act like a whole different personality for a day. I might be a Russian woman one day. I might act like I'm from Britain the next day. Like, that's just what I'll do. And I just want people to remember, like, yeah, she was a really good teammate, but I never had a dull moment with Marielle. She was fun. So I'm just hoping that the team will always remember to be fun and someone will step up one day and act as weird as I do. And just, you know, inspire to be fun and a leader and while you're goofing around laughing doing it, because, you know, it should always be fun.
Well, Katie, you can't be Marielle, but same question for you.
Well, yeah, first of all, Marielle, yeah, people will definitely remember you as being really fun. That's a promise. But me, yeah, I think Marielle stated being involved, and I love being involved here at Pella High, and I'm in band, and I love band so much, and marching band is starting, so I'm really excited for that, for Tulip Time. And just as far as academics go, not getting too bad of senioritis and just pushing through these last 20-ish days. And then going to track. Track has been my most successful season all throughout my high school career. And I want to run well and I want to place well at state and just be the best that I can be. But I also want to make the most of the relationships with the girls here. And I don't want to get choked up right now, but the girls on the team are so awesome, and I've made such amazing relationships, especially with track, just because you go out and you run, and running is painful. if you're working hard and you are, like, giving all you got, running is painful, and so the girls that I run with, we have become really close, and so I am a little sad to be in my senior year, but also, you know, it just gives me that much more, like, drive and push to really succeed this season and just to do it for my teammates and to finish strong.
Well put, and a good way to close things out. Ladies, thanks a lot for the time. It was great to talk to you. Congratulations on all the success so far. I want to wish you the best of luck in the future, though. And again, thanks a lot for the time. It was fun to talk to you.
Thank you.
Once again, Katie Sunderman, Marielle Geiser, and Lauren Manicky joining us right now on the Marion County PM Sports page. We've got more coming up next on KNIA KRLS.